Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Well, we should chat a bit about what's happening on our college campuses right now, many of them across the country. We should be disturbed by what's happening. A couple points to make here. Even when these die down, eventually they will. I think they'll last quite a while. I mean, the Democrats' convention is in August. So this will be the Black Lives Matter thorn in the side of the Democrats, probably till then. But eventually they'll go away. And all these pro-Hamas supporters will go back to class. And they'll go back to school and the professors will go back to teaching. And it will all still be there. Right now it's just more in the open than normal. That's the first thing that we need to know. So nothing's going to change at Columbia. Maybe they'll get rid of the president or something. But to change Columbia, you would need to get rid of the president, the corporation, the board, all the professors, all the students and start from scratch. That's not happening. So it is what it is right now, and that's not changing for a long time. So first thing is, this has been around for a long time and it's not going anywhere. Second point, it's pretty bad. Maybe it's easy to brush aside the college campus stuff. Like, I'm not on a college campus. Who cares? It affects everyone, and this is bad. This is a kind of a shorter podcast, so if I were to personify it all in one chant, and right now it's just chants and yelling and screaming and threats, and we have the audio of it, but these are protesters saying, Al-Qassam, the terror group, you make us proud, take another soldier out. We say justice, you say how, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Hamas, we love you, we support your rockets too. Hamas, we love you, as if there's any doubt. Red, green, red, black, green, and white, we support Hamas's fight. It is right to rebel. Al-Qassam, give them hell. Free, free, free Palestine. So these are led by people with some very wicked ideologies. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of this is led by foreign agents. Then you have people below that who just are in it because they feel like this is what you do as a fellow oppressed person. It's part of the game. It's part of the act. It's part of the uniform. I got to wear a mask. You see a lot of people at these protests wearing masks, which is very weird. But they don't know anything about the Palestinians. They don't know anything about the situation in the Middle East other than I'm oppressed because I'm whatever. And they're oppressed. So solidarity. I have to be solidarity with them. And that's it. And then you have a group even below that. There's a video going around of a student who was asked why she's here, and she had literally no idea. She's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I'm here for support.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then you have the couple videos of people chanting from the river to the sea, and a reporter will go up and say, what river, what sea? And they have no idea. And it's not like they're like, not even that. It's like, what river? Oh, I didn't even know there was a river. Or like, they have no clue. So it's the whole gamut that these all run. I am not going to waste breath throwing pearls to the swine of the activists. They're long gone. But to the people who are there because they think they're supposed to be, or because, you know, this is what fellow oppressed people do, or solidarity, or I don't really know why I'm here, it just looks like fun, or whatever. Those are the people we need to speak to and the people we need to appeal to. So what's driving this? There's a lot. I think the most fundamental and most relevant to this podcast of why people hate the Jews, I've done enough research on it, and I've come to the simplest conclusion. People hate the Jews because they hate God. And the Jews are God's chosen people. They're not going to say that out loud. They may not even be able to articulate that, but that's got to be the root of it. Deuteronomy 7:6 says, "You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." So that's the demonic roots of it. You hate God. These people do. They're in rebellion to God. And out of that comes hatred of Jews. They're God's chosen people. There's a lot, this question's been asked a lot, and there's a lot of reasons that people give as to why people hate the Jews. But the root of it, whether it's the economic reasons or whatever other reasons people give, it's because if you hate God, you're going to hate God's chosen people. Why Israel? Deuteronomy 7 says, "The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all the peoples." I don't know if God chose the Jews to be his chosen people because they were the fewest and the weakest, but they were the fewest and the weakest. I do know there are other times in Scripture where he does that and does things like this to make the point that there's no other way this thing could happen if it were not for God. Elijah on the mountaintop, pour water over the altar so you know there's no tricks here. Go bring your boat back out there and throw the net over in a time of, after being not successful at all day, and now it's a time of day when the fish are never caught. Go ahead and throw your net out, and then they catch more, the boat starts to sink. Jesus was born as humble as could be, a king in a manger. 1 Corinthians says, "God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong." So it's interesting. If these protesters were really interested in protecting the weak and the oppressed, then there is no other group of people on the planet who have been more oppressed than the Jews. Israel is a stronger nation now, wealthier surely than their neighbors. But in the grand scheme, the Jews are the most oppressed. So it's not really about helping the oppressed. Maybe tomorrow we can spend some time talking about other things that motivates the woke left. And I said yesterday that we would talk about the word stumble. We'll get to that too. But these activists are not looking out for the oppressed, because otherwise they'd be supporting the Jewish students. It's because they hate God. So if we want to stop anti-Semitism, We need to get people back to loving God. But that will solve all of our problems, not just this one. I said it last week or earlier in the week. Everything will be solved if we get back to just Colossians 3. The very basics. If we all just lived, if everyone lived, if we had a culture that talked about and encouraged Colossians 3, pretty much every problem in our country would be solved right away. But no, we got to do it our own way. We have to reject God. And from that, all this chaos occurs, including anti-Semitism and everything you're seeing on college campuses right now. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript commercial free. MikeSlater.locals.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.